Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of responsive prayer 2 found on page 285 in the Lutheran service book, followed by the litany on page 288. The text is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 4 through 16. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Samuel chapter 7. That same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build my house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the Son of Man. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. David was an ambitious man for a shepherd. The Lord had blessed him whatever he had done. He had been placed as king over Israel. He had subdued the nation's enemies. The nation had enjoyed great prosperity under his reign. And now as he looks around at his kingdom, he comes up with a big plan. He sees that he has a nice cedar palace, but the Lord travels around in a poor tent. The ark of the Lord deserves better. And so like Peter, who would later desire that tabernacle should be erected on the Mount of Transfiguration, David wants to erect a house for the Lord that he may stay in one place. But the Lord effects a great reversal for David. No, dear David, you will not build a house for me. I already tabernacle with you. Indeed, have I ever needed help from you? I laid the foundations of the earth. I command the sun, the moon, the treasury of snow. No, dear David, man after mine own heart, you desire a good thing, but your ways are not my ways, and your thoughts are not my thoughts. I have a greater thing in mind for you. I will continue my ways of salvation for you. As I have taken you from the flocks and cut off your enemies and been with you, so I will make you great. I will settle my people all around me, and I will give you rest. You, O David, will not work to provide me a house. Rather, I will make you into a great house. I will be with your offspring. I will establish him. I will make his throne an everlasting throne. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. My love shall never depart from him. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. Now that's a bit unexpected, isn't it? God will make something great and eternal from this shepherd king. It is a great reversal, a great exchange. A simple architectural project is turned upside down, flipped up onto its head, And it is transformed into an eternal kingdom with rooms prepared for all the people of God. David's son, who is also David's Lord, will sit on the throne in that eternal kingdom. Jesus, the Son of God and Son of David, will rule that house forever. And so God effected his great reversal and sent his son to be born of a woman, born under the law to redeem the world. And being under the law, Jesus needed a guardian, a tutor, to nurture him as he grew in wisdom and stature. And so the King of the universe, the creator of all that is seen and unseen, is given into the care of a man, a father, Joseph. He is to be the guardian of the Lord. You see, God the Father works through means. He worked through means for his own son, and he works through means for you. That carpenter cared for his son, taught him his craft, and raised him up in the ways of the Lord. And that son of Joseph went on to build a house. But it was not a house like Joseph ever made. It was not a house of lumber and stone. The Lord Jesus built the house promised to his father David. His holy works, his compassion, his zeal accomplished it. His blood shed on the cross for the sins of the world cemented it together. His resurrection from the dead made it secure. His ascension is the banner that flies from the roof, proclaiming his victory over sin and death and devil. Jesus is the cornerstone of that house. The prophets and the apostles are the foundation, and he is always building it up with living stone, that is you, his saints. You are his heritage, as David said in his psalm, his precious children, the arrows in the Father's quiver. And so it is the Lord who builds his house, and the labor of the Son accomplished it. And the Son is the door to the house, and he is the one who takes away your fears and anxiety. He says, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This Lent, if you have been zealously building a house for the Lord with your fasting, with your almsgiving, or your praying, please stop now. You aren't going to impress the Lord. Your zeal, your dedication, and energy do not sway him. Don't labor in vain building a house for him. Rather, repent. Of course, your disciplines, whatever they are or may be, are good. They are good to train your flesh, to rein it in, because your flesh is unruly and rowdy. But when the old Pharisee rises up and puffs out his chest and says, look what I am building, knock him back with repentance and humility. Or conversely, in these days, perhaps, if you are fearful and anxious about your earthly homes, about all you own, about your body and your life, and you fear it all coming apart, fix your eyes on Jesus and repent. Know this, beloved saints, the Lord has already reversed things for you. He has taken your sin and given you forgiveness. He exchanges your weariness with his rest. He has swallowed up your death and gives you life. He dwells with you and brings you his living word of salvation to you. He feeds you who are weary and discouraged. He heals all your diseases. He washes away the stain of your sin and your shame and robes you with garments taken out of his own closet. God has done this for you. He is your Father. He has filled his quiver with children from east and west, north and south, more than the grains on the seashore or the stars in heaven. You are his children, the arrows in his hand. He gives you eternal life. You will not perish. You cannot perish. No one can snatch you out of his hand. Jesus has built a house for you to find eternal rest in, to eat his heavenly banquet with him. He has turned the whole world upside down, but he, who is your shepherd and your king, has settled you and gives you comfort and rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Jeffrey Grunwald, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.